And this is where you will be staying. A little bit nicer than the auction house you're staying at. At least I hope it is. I tried my best to make it a little bit nicer for you. I know the auction house said I have to milk you when we get home, but I figured you could check out your surroundings first. Get a little bit more comfortable, you know? Your bed is over by the wall. There's a closet right here. A dresser over there. I even have a stand in here so that you can be milked without having to go downstairs or something. I wasn't sure what you were going to like, so I figured we could get some more things for your room this weekend. I know it's a little sparse right now, but I didn't know what you liked. I didn't want to assume. What? You're looking at me a little weird. No, this is all for you. I know this is fancier than what you're used to as a huck cow and all, but I wanted to give you a little something nice. I know you were trained up to be a good little cow. Be polite and docile. Maybe even a bit lazy. But none of those are bad things in a huck cow. It's exactly what I want from my pets. Speaking of which, I should probably give you a proper name. As long as I've known you, you've been G-425, which isn't a very fitting name. Nothing is coming to me. I'm sure I'll think of something. I guess it's just nicknames going forward. You don't mind, do ya? That's great to hear. I think we're going to get along just fine, girly. Why don't you take a seat on the bed? Make yourself comfortable. This is your room, after all. I usually leave the house around 9 in the morning, and then I'm back around 5 in the evening. In that free time, you're allowed to do whatever you want as long as you get your list of chores done. Starting tomorrow, I am going to leave a list of tasks that I wish for you to accomplish throughout the day. If you do them, you'll be rewarded when I get home. If you do not, then you'll be punished. You were bought to be a pet, and that includes doing simple tasks around the house, not just taking care of me. Simple enough, right? Handling everything so well. You're doing good with change. I know your paper said you were one of the shyer ones, which I can definitely see. Despite this being your room, you haven't moved from the spot you took a seat in. Here, let me sit next to you. You're all right, princess. It's okay. You're just a little bit nervous, aren't you? And that's perfectly normal. I want you to tell me how you're feeling so that I can take care of you. You're in a new home with a new owner. You're still adjusting to everything. That's a lot for anyone to take in. You've spent your entire life on a farm with other huck cow, being raised for the sole purpose of going into a farm one day, being a breeder amongst the many other huck cows in the herd. But that isn't what happened for you, is it? No. Your farm didn't see your potential as a pet milker. They were foolish to not see how stunning you are. That's why instead of joining a herd, you got bought as a personal pet. It just feels unexpected because you don't know what to do. You aren't sure how to behave around me, right? I'll show you, princess. It's your first night here. I'm not expecting you to know all the rules or being on your best behavior. We have some settling to do, getting to know each other. You're my pet, which means you are important to me. I care a lot about you. That feeling is only going to grow as we spend more time together. I don't mind waiting as long as it takes for you to grow comfortable around me. The only reason I'm a little hesitant to say that is because I do have to take care of you. Yes, I do. Part of your upkeep is milking you once a day. If I don't do that, then your breasts will start to get fuller. The fuller they get, the more uncomfortable they become until they start causing you severe pain. On top of that, your ducts can get clogged, which is just not a good experience for either of us. I figured because you didn't know me like that, you wouldn't want me to milk you personally. That's why I brought the stand in here. I was thinking ahead. Flinching as I rest my hand on your thigh. Yeah, I don't think you're ready for me to milk you just yet. I do think you might feel a bit better if your breasts weren't so full of milk, though. Don't you agree? There's no reason to fluster like that. It's perfectly normal for you, princess. Here, follow me. I'll get you set up. It's a really simple device. Your head goes through the hole like this, and then it locks into place. Not too tight around your neck, is it? Perfect. Now put your wrists through here. Yeah, just like that, both of them. Good job. Now your arms and neck are neatly secured. I'm going to leave your legs free so that you have an easier time standing. If you try to kick me at all, I won't hesitate to grab some rope and tie them together. Understand? Smart girl. You feel my warm hands reaching towards your chest, cupping each of your breasts in one. They're so heavy. I can't believe you've been carrying these around all day. No longer embarrassed you're about to be milked. You don't want me to know how much is in there, do you? Don't worry, princess. The more milk you make, the prouder I will be. The only way you would get into trouble is if you purposefully disobeyed me. You're not planning on doing that, are you? No, you're a huck cow. You're docile and sweet. Maybe a little too sweet for your own good. Why don't you let out a moo for me as I play with your chest, princess? Squeezing your nipples between my fingers. Beads of milk starting to come out. Let out your best moo, pet. Yeah, that's a good girl. Moo again for me. It sounded so lovely the first time. What a good pet, listening to your owner so well. Leaving your nipples alone to reach for the milker. It's going to feel a bit cold, but I know you can handle it. Just need to get it suctioned around your nipple. Just like this. Shh. It's okay. You felt these before, haven't you? It's not any different from your last farm. You're familiar with this process, just not the hands doing it. This will get easier, I promise. It's okay, pet. You're doing good. I just need to get the other one. Keep breathing for me, princess. I know you're nervous, but you're doing a really good job. You're okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Don't want to do that. Just want to make sure the milker is attached to your breast properly. That's all. Wouldn't want to turn it on and have nothing come out. That's the last thing we need on your first night. I want you to feel good and want this. Eventually, I would want you to ask for your milkings directly by my hand, but that's something we can work up to. We'll stick to the machine in the beginning as we build our trust together. I'm being extra diligent with you tonight. Don't want anything to go wrong. How does it all feel? You're supposed to feel a bit of pressure. How else is the machine going to end up milking you, pet? All that is left is for me to turn it on. Are you ready, princess? Are you ready to be milked? See? It's just like back at the ranch, isn't it? Familiar feeling as the milkers start to fill up, sucking all of it out of your breasts. You'll feel better once you're emptied. It becomes quite uncomfortable for the huck cow to be so full of milk, doesn't it? Yeah, we don't want that. You're supposed to enjoy your time here. You're a pet. You're supposed to be taken care of. Just have to listen to your owner. That's it. It's so easy, even a huck cow couldn't mess it up. I know you aren't known for your intelligence. It's why we usually keep huck cows in barns. For milking reasons, for breeding purposes. It's not like you really require a lot of things. I just wanted to give it to you because I wanted to treat my new girl right. And I think it's working, considering just how much milk is starting to fill the buckets. Do you have any idea how full you were today, princess? Maybe that's why you're so nervous. Didn't want me to know just what a good milker you were. It's okay, pet. You're doing good for me, letting the machine continue to suck away at your nipples. You're starting to feel good, aren't you? Could see it on your face. A smile starts to cross it as you feel your tits draining. I knew it was only a matter of time before you started to settle. Huck cows always feel so much better being milked, right? Yeah, I thought so. The telltale wetness starts to grow between your thighs as you watch the bucket get fuller. That's all you, princess. Not even halfway, and you filled the bucket so much already. Think I'm going to have to move the nozzle to the second one at this rate. When was the last time you were milked, princess? My, my. No wonder you're so full. That is far too long for a milker like you. With how full you are, I'm starting to think that once a day won't be enough for you. I think you might need to be milked twice a day. Is that what ended up happening at your old farm? I could tell. You're such a good milker for me. Eagerly filling up your first bucket as I move the nozzle to the second one. Can see that your chest is starting to be drained a bit. That's a good sign. I'm sure you're welcoming the relief it brings. Why don't you let out a little moo for me? Let me know how good it feels to be milked properly. Such a good girl. Adore how you sound. Getting wetter the longer you stand there. Your pussy ignored as your nipples continue to be suckled. I'm torn between wanting to feel you for myself and wanting to see if you come from this alone. On your file, it said you were known to be quite sensitive. Listening to your moans as more milk flows out of you, I'm inclined to agree. I want to see just how much you can handle before you come like some kind of a milk slut. But on the other hand, I want to touch you for myself. Want to feel how wet you are, how badly you want it. It would be a good bonding activity to make you come on my fingers as you're milked. What do you say? Do you want my help? Do you want me to take care of you, princess? I've got you, pet. I'll be nice. Instantly letting out such a sweet sound as my finger finds your clit, starting to gently circle it. You don't need permission from me to come tonight. You have it already. I think, since it's your first night, I can be a little generous. Whenever you need to let go, let go. I want you to. Don't need to hold back from me. Going to keep the milking machine attached until you're completely drained. Can't let you fall asleep with full breasts. That's not healthy for a milker. Only going to cause you more discomfort, and you don't want that. Besides, this feels nice. Your second bucket is filling up steadily as you continue to leak from your breasts. My finger paying careful attention to your clits. Told you I wasn't going to hurt you. I want to take care of you. Make you feel good and get all of that milk out of your chest. Then you can lay down and spend the rest of the night however you want, okay? I thought you might like the sound of that. You're being such a good girl by filling up your second milk bucket. More and more is drained from your breasts as they continue to shrink. It feels like relief as my fingers work you, playing with your pretty pussy. You look so fucking sexy like this. I can't tear my eyes away, watching you struggle to catch your breath as you get closer. The pleasure becomes all-consuming. It's all right, princess. Just breathe for me, just like that. Keep breathing, in and out. I know it's a lot, but you can take it. You're feeling so much better now that your tits are a lot lighter. Going to make me so happy with all this milk. Yes, you are. Keep going. Keep giving it to me. Going to drain you completely dry, pet. It's what a milk slut craves. Probably feels better than sex for a huck cow. You're really, really enjoying yourself, aren't you? I know you are, my good girl. Just a little bit more, and then you'll be completely empty. Just in time, too. Looks like your second bucket is about to be full. My goodness. I would have to get a third one at this rate. Oh, you were so full, princess. No wonder you were a little grumpy. I bet you're feeling so much better now, aren't you? Breasts almost completely empty as my finger plays with your clits, working you closer to the edge. You've earned this by being such a prized milker. Wouldn't get to feel like this if you weren't doing such an amazing job. Filling up the bucket so much, giving me everything you have. You're too sweet. So pretty, restrained like this. Why don't you moo again? I just love how it sounds, princess. Moo for me. Good girl. That's the sound you should be making. Maybe I should make a rule that you can only moo during milking times. Would you like that, milk slut? Oh, who am I kidding? You would love it. Oh, poor thing. I think you're all out of milk, princess. It seems like there's nothing coming out of the machine anymore. It's continuing to suckle, though. Do you want me to turn it off? There we are. Machine is off, breasts are empty, and that is one happy cowgirl in her stand. Are you feeling better now that you aren't so full of milk, princess? I had a feeling you might. It's not my first time around a huck cow, if you can believe it or not. I know you can't help that sometimes you get nervous in new situations. If it makes you feel better, I'm the exact same way. But you handled it very well. You're so brave, princess. So happy that I was the one who won you at the auction. I don't know if you saw it, but there was this gross person trying to get you for themselves. I wasn't going to let that slide. From the first moment you stepped out on that auction floor, I knew you were meant to be mine, milk slut. You're too pretty to be put out in the barn and used once or twice a day. Being a pet is much better suited for you. Now, let's get you out of the stocks into something more comfortable. I have the rest of the house to show you before we got a little distracted.